This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Obviously, it's a very, very busy news week, and I really appreciate those of you that called in. I know a lot's been going on with the GOP and the new health care bill, the American Health Care Act. We're going to talk a little bit about that later this hour on some of the changes that I think it needs to make in order for it to pass the House. And then the Senate, apparently we're already hearing from Republicans that are not going to support it because they're worried about the defunding of the Planned Parenthood. And I don't think anybody is going to agree on this bill, but I'm a fan of a lot of the parts of it, so we're going to talk about that. I want to talk about Bill Paxton. Apparently, we have his death certificate where he was having an aortic valve replacement and an aneurysm repair prior to his fatal stroke. We're going to talk about that. There's a lot of stories we couldn't get to in the first hour. Thousands of kids hospitalized because of drinking hand sanitizer. There's a new blood pressure finding. Very fascinating study in how we may be able to make new drugs to address blood pressure issues, and it may not make you impotent, which is pretty exciting. And there's a story where there's a study that's come out saying if you have type O blood, you are less at risk for erectile dysfunction. Yeah, let me just tell you guys about this. This is very, very interesting. There was a study that came out. I don't want to go into it fully, but you know how type A and type AB and type B people that have those blood types are more prone to heart disease? Type O isn't. And the same mechanism that causes heart disease is obviously the same mechanism that could cause erectile dysfunction. Well, these researchers, I believe out of Turkey, found that those with type O blood may not have the same factors that predispose them to arteriosclerosis, high cholesterol, heart disease. Hence, they may be less at risk for erectile dysfunction. So I want to talk about that. That's going to be very interesting. Also, Casey Anthony is in the news. All right, apparently, she breaks her silence about her daughter's death, and somebody who was actually there in the courtroom, Robin Walensky, senior news anchor with the Blaze Radio Network, and has written a book on the subject, will be joining us to also talk about it as well. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you have asked me what happened with Bill Paxton, and like I said, the death certificate revealed that he was having an aortic valve replacement and an aneurysm repair back on Valentine's Day, February 14th. And 11 days later, he suffered from a stroke and died February 25th at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. We know that he had spoken to coworkers that he was really scared of this procedure. And whenever I hear somebody scared of a procedure, to me, that makes me think that there's a valve that's being addressed or an aneurysm. I didn't want to jump the gun until we had more data. Now, Bill Paxton had revealed he suffered from rheumatic fever when he was 13. Now, that's a condition that starts out with a sore throat. It could progress to the joints, and then it could unfortunately affect the heart valves. All right? And he had stated, I had a sore throat at Christmas. It kind of got to my wrist, and it usually damages your heart valves. And he had admitted in a radio interview that he was having issues with his heart valves. But the type of aortic valve issue that he had was a congenital one, something he was born with. It's called a bicuspid aortic valve. And this bicuspid means there's two flaps. Usually the aortic valve has three flaps. And what the aortic valve does is it helps guide the blood from the ventricle into the aorta. Remember how the heart works. Think of it as a box with four chambers. In the upper right chamber is the blood coming back from the body. That's the right atrium. Then it goes down into the right ventricle. There's a tricuspid valve there. There has to be a valve, otherwise blood backsplashes back and forth. Then from the right ventricle, it has to pump into the lungs to oxygenate. And the lungs allow the blood cells to go through little baby capillaries next to the alveoli to help do some oxygen exchange. Once the blood goes through the lungs, it comes back into the heart via the left atrium. Then you have the mitral valve between the left atrium and the left ventricle. Then that left ventricle has to pump it out through the body via the aorta, the main conduit. That aortic valve is crucial. And not having a very well-functioning aortic valve can cause your heart to swell, the left ventricle to grow in size. It can be very dangerous. So, another, though, possibility with a bicuspid aortic valve, that if you look, go to my website at drdahlia.com. I have this article up that I wrote. And there's a picture from URMC that shows what a bicuspid aortic valve looks like. It doesn't completely close off, which means you have possibly leakage. Now, we see very commonly bicuspid aortic valves could be linked to aneurysms. Now, we've talked about aneurysms. Aneurysms is a ballooning of the aorta, or a swelling of the aorta. And when this happens in the thoracic area, it could be at risk for rupture or something similar to what Alan Thicke had, dissection, where blood gets into the wall because the wall is weak, right? It's not a very nice, compliant, rubbery wall now. And so blood could go into the wall. And then as that happens, that also causes shearing. I mean, the force of the blood, you just can't mess with nature. There's no force stronger. When you have that sort of flow of fluid, it could wreak havoc on your tissues. So the blood dissects the lumen of the aorta. And then you get the side pulling. With the side pulling, sometimes more blood could enter the wall than enter the lumen, the center of it, so blood isn't going to vital tissues. Then eventually the heart stops. Now, some of you have asked about Marfan syndrome. Marfan syndrome is a connective tissue disorder that can give rise to both the bicuspid aortic valve, ascending aortic aneurysm. It's been postulated that Abraham Lincoln had Marfan syndrome or something similar, Marfanoid, they say. And we've talked about that. The very long arms, very lanky, very tall. We don't particularly think Bill Paxton had Marfans, but unfortunately, a bicuspid aortic valve as well as an aneurysm can be deadly, which is why he needed the repair. Unfortunately, he suffered from a stroke 11 days later. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I don't understand what the hell was going on. All right, so I was eating my salad, and this was the blandest salad, and I couldn't for the life of me find the dressing. Usually the dressing on these salads you buy at a store, it's sitting there on top with the croutons, and I can't find them. I'm flipping around the lettuce, and so I ate half my salad without any dressing or croutons, and I finally found it. So, what a waste. Yeah, there was even chicken pieces I had without the dressing. Oh, man. Anyway, all right, I'm in a better mood. I think we got this. All right, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So also making headlines during this busy week is Casey Anthony is back in the news. She has broken her silence about her daughter's death. And she has, given the Associated Press an exclusive interview. Now, one of my friends, Robin Walensky, senior news anchor with the Blaze Radio Network, was actually there. She even wrote a book called Beautiful Life, the CSI behind the Casey Anthony trial and my observations, which is available on Amazon, by the way. So I figured we would have Robin on with us to kind of make heads and tails of the latest on Casey Anthony. Hi, Robin. How you doing?
I'm great. You know, thank you for the great introduction. It's amazing to me that she's speaking out to the media, to Associated Press, you know, saying that her daughter would be a bad A, as in pain in the... But she said she would be a bad ASS right now and be into sports, and hopefully that she would be taking, you know, no nonsense from people. I mean, she needs to not go down the O.J. Simpson highway, if you know what I mean.
Right.
She's one of the luckiest people in America, Dahlia. She got off in a trial where, I'm telling you, I sat in court with her every day. She was guilty, but found not guilty. And, you know, you remember O.J. Simpson from Las Vegas. I covered that trial. You know, he went up to somebody and said, give me my stuff. And that's a kidnapping, a felony charge. And where is O.J. today? Behind bars. I think if, you know, if I was advising her, lay low, my dear. You got away with murder.
Exactly, exactly. Now, you know, you were there. Tell us, I mean, how did she, you know, what was your vibe on her? I mean, when she was sitting there, you know, tell us, give us a little more insight of what happened when you were in the courtroom.
Well, I write about this in the book Beautiful Life, and there's a charity component to the book. But I actually sat on the defense team side in seat one. So I had line of sight to Casey Anthony for the entire trial and also for the voir dire process where they pick the what I call brain-dead jury. And I have to tell you that she has this very evil aura to her. Jose Baez, her attorney, did some very clever things. The courtroom, Dahlia, at the time was very large, and it was on the roof of the building in Orange County, Florida. So it had, you know, this soaring, you know, 100-foot-plus ceiling. And they would lower her chair so it looked, it gave the illusion that she was being swallowed up by this great state of Florida. And also, you know how you you can put someone who's very, very petite in a sweater and the arms, you know, the arms of the sweater kind of cover the hands because the sweater is too large?
Yes.
They tried to make her look even smaller than she is. She's a very slight build. And so, you know, there she is in her little granny sweater that's too big on her. And the illusion was that she was this, you know, pathetic character being prosecuted wrongly by the great state of Florida. But the jury really bought into the Jose Baez and all his claims. The biggest problem, I think, for the case was that they never, Jeff Ashton, the prosecutor, never connected the dots and said, you know, she took the chloroform, she put it on a cloth, she put it over her daughter's face. He never drew a visual of how he thought, how the state thought she killed her daughter.
Yeah, I was going to say, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, if you can't think for yourself, if you can't, and there are many people, unfortunately, in our country that cannot think for themselves, they, you know, you need to take them on that A links to B and B links to C journey and connect the dots for them. And that was one of the biggest, biggest problems in this case. I will tell you this, that when, you know, how there's a chapter in my book called The Scene Speaks. And when you go to the crime scene and you walk it from the Casey Anthony home to where she was living with her parents to the swamp area where they used to bury their dogs, you know she did it. You know she did it. And what's so striking about that area in Florida, it's not far from the Orlando airport, but what's striking about it is that it's right across the street from the elementary school where her daughter now would have been 12 years old. You know, attending school. The worst part of the trial, and you know this as a medical person, what happens in 100-plus degree heat in Florida and how the body decomposes, I know that's your thing, but the worst part of the trial was seeing the skull up on the screen and you know, seeing weeds growing out of her little Kaylee's skull. You know, an image that I'll never forget.
Oh, my gosh. For those who are joining us, we're talking to Robin Walensky, senior news anchor with the Blaze Radio Network and author of Beautiful Life, the CSI behind Casey Anthony trial and my observations. People have asked me how, and I understand that she was acquitted. You know, she wasn't convicted of murder, but people have asked how a mom could kill their children. This, you know, we hear of these cases, you know, every few months of a parent doing that. And, you know, from a psychological background, all I can say is, in with my, you know, background, and which, again, pales in comparison to many psychologists and psychiatrists out there, is some people want control. And their child, they feel like they own. And you have some mothers that actually will take that above and beyond, such that nobody gets her. And, you know, when a parent decides to kill their child, it's there's a control issue. There's also obviously a big psychotic and neurotic issue. But, it's a shame they obviously never found the true murderer because the jury acquitted her. And I don't believe, did they say they were going to look for somebody else when they acquitted Casey Anthony?
No, because there was no one else that she did it. But I want to say that you're dead on with the you're dead on, Dahlia, with the psychological effects, and here's why. You need to look at the family dynamic and what was going on. This was not a planned pregnancy. This was an accident. She did not want to have that baby, but her mother was a religious woman and did not want her to have an abortion. And so Cindy was an enabler, and Cindy was really the caregiver of Kaylee. And Casey and her mom, Cindy, did not get along. So you talk about, well, if I can't deal with the baby, you're not going to get her type of thing. Basically, she was using the chloroform to quiet the child so she could, you know, sleep in bed with other men. I mean, she was a very promiscuous, running around Orlando in the nightclub scene. This is very well documented. And, she really didn't want to be a mother. She was very young in her 20s. And she had that baby under duress because her mother, Cindy, wanted her to have the child. They were in complete denial. There are pictures of Casey Anthony where you can see that she is clearly pregnant, and they didn't tell anyone that she was having a baby when she was 7 months, and you could clearly see it, especially on her petite frame.
Oh, my gosh. I bet. I know. You know, it's interesting how you bring up the psychology in the courtroom. You know, it's kind of like how Chicago did the give them the old razzle-dazzle type of thing, where they'll make them look cute or make them look so young and, you know, like the state, the state, you know, kind of closing in on her. But the jury did convict her of 4 misdemeanor counts, right? Correct? Of lying to the police? What happened there?
Well, they convicted her of lying to the cops because she came up with that whole crazy story about Zanny the nanny had kidnapped her, which was a fictitious character. The person didn't really exist. And she had to pay back the Orange County, or I don't know if she's actually paid the money, but she owes the Orange County Sheriff's Office, you know, north of $150,000 for the resources that they sent sheriff deputies on all these incredible wild goose chases, including to Disney to look for her. So, you know, I think at this stage of the game, all these years later, she's probably looking to make a quick buck, as you would.
Right.
I would not be surprised if you see her on programs like Dr. Phil, etc. But again, if I was advising her, I would lay low because the sentiment in Florida, and I'm there quite often in the Orlando area, people have not forgotten. She doesn't live on that side of Florida, you know, on the East Coast or the Middle Coast. She's over, on the West Coast. She's over on the East Coast. And I think people have not forgotten. And she's a pretty hated figure down there. And Florida is not the place, to mess around. There's a lot of kooks and nuts in that state. Mm-hmm. And again, I would just lay low because, you know, if you look at the evidence, and, you know, I lay out my observations in the book. She definitely did it.
Thank you, Robin, so much for calling in. Guys, go to Amazon.com and find A Beautiful Life, the CSI behind Casey Anthony trial. Thank you, Robin. So glad to have you on. I really appreciate your help with this.
Of course.
Take care. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
An epic saga from the dawn of history.
Behold the man.
A miraculous journey that changed the world.
I will lay down my life for you.
Whoever lives by believing in me
I believe you are the Son of God.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So researchers from Turkey say that men with type O blood were significantly less likely to have erectile dysfunction than those with type A, type B, or type AB blood. In fact, guys with type A and type B blood were about four times as likely to suffer from erectile dysfunction than men with type O blood. Men with type AB blood had nearly five times the risk of erectile dysfunction. Now, scientists have for years linked your blood type to your health. And so AB blood type had been at higher risk for health conditions like heart disease, high cholesterol, and blood clots. This has been reported by menshealth.com. And they say the same mechanism, obviously responsible for those types of issues, may be driving the link between blood type and erectile dysfunction. They say prior studies have concluded that problems with erections may pop up 3 years before heart disease surfaces. And that's one thing I've talked about on the show for many years, how Pfizer and Viagra and the medicines out there, Levitra, Cialis, have probably saved millions of men's lives because they come to the doctor asking for an erectile dysfunction medication, and the medical provider usually stops and goes, hold on a second, let me check your heart. Not because they want to check the heart to see if their heart is safe enough for sex, but because they want to check the heart because if you're having blood flow issues to the penis, there's a very good chance you're having blood flow issues to the heart. So, and, you know, the arteries obviously to the penis are smarter than those to the heart. So we want to identify where you could be having plaque buildup and preventing flow. Now, another theory they have is maybe those of us with type A or type B blood, I'm type B, have greater levels of adhesion molecules in their blood. This could lead to the development of plaque buildup in the arteries. It could affect blood flow both to the heart and to the penis, hence increasing risk of heart disease and erectile dysfunction. They say it's also possible that other genetic components of the A and B blood types may lead to blood vessel damage. This could disrupt the biological process necessary in not only getting an erection, but sustaining one. So, you know, this was a retrospective study. So they looked back at people with erectile dysfunction and their blood types, which is a very easy study to do, but it doesn't necessarily determine cause and effect. Now, what I don't like about studies like this is, for those of you listening, what are you going to do differently? I mean, you know, if you have type A blood, you can't change it. If you have type AB blood, you can't change it. But what you can do differently is if you do have type AB blood, you know, especially, or A or B, make sure you're still getting your heart checked. If there really is a link to blood type and heart disease, all right, you might as well be on top of it. And for those of you with type O blood, I don't want you doing cartwheels or, you know, I don't know, smoking O's, you know, with your cigar. All right. You could still be at risk as well. But they just found that those with type O blood had less erectile dysfunction than others. Very fascinating. And, you know, I've been asked about the eat by your blood type. And do I really think blood type, you know, what matters in terms of health? Does it really have that sort of effect? How I look at it is, you know, when you have genes and you have genetics, right, and your parents, right, gave you, you know, like me, my parents gave me B positive blood. I think my mother was B and my father was A. I'm not really sure. And so I ended up having B blood. You could have A blood, you could have AB blood, you know, you could have O blood, right? Because you have the A and the O antigen, you have the B and the O antigen, and you know, we've kind of talked about how the different possibilities can lead you to A blood, B blood, O blood, or AB blood. And so, you know, if in my family we have higher heart disease risk, which we do, or higher cancer disease risk, well, I'm going to be genetically taking that on. And so if, you know, I'm genetically also taking on their blood type, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a some sort of a connection. So we'll keep you posted on that particular finding. Not a lymph study at all. That was a pretty you know, good, strong study. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you wrap your junk food in plain paper, it may stop you from overeating. This is according to Professor Wolfram Schultz, who is an award-winning scientist. And he recommends fatty and sugary food being sold in plain paper wrappers. They say cigarettes can only be sold in plain packaging without branding under laws that have come into effect. But why not foods that cause obesity? Professor Wolfram Schultz, professor of neuroscience at Cambridge University, called for the ban as he accepted the equivalent of the Nobel Prize for brain research with two colleagues. Wow. His roughly $900-something thousand brain prize was awarded for studying the brain's reward system, which makes us feel good when we eat and drink and gamble, etc. And he and two other colleagues were honored. Yeah, it's called the Brain Prize. close to $1 million. That's, you know. Asked for views on how to reduce obesity, he said we should not advertise, propagate, or encourage the unnecessary ingestion of calories. I agree with that. There should be some way of regulating the desire to get more calories. We don't need these calories. He added, colorful wrapping of high-energy foods, of course, makes you buy more of that stuff. And once you have it in your fridge, it's in front of you every time you open the fridge, and ultimately, you're going to eat it and eat too much. He said that it was important to cut the levels of temptation down in our environment, as we cannot do anything against the brain signal that makes us happy when we eat more. He's 1,000% correct. Look at Lucky Charms. I cannot walk down, I didn't realize this until now, I cannot walk down a cereal aisle without seeing the Lucky Charms and the Cocoa Krispies, but first the Lucky Charms, and grabbing the box. I want to hold the box, and I want to put my fingers on each of the pictures of the little marshmallows. That's how psychologically designed, that's how creative these boxes are designed. You have a big red box, and then you have an area of white such that I don't have a box in front of me because I'm in my studio. But then you have like the little, I buy the box. And then we have Lucky Charms in my house. I can't do it. The other thing, too, is I'm really into chocolate. So the Cocoa Krispie box also catches my eye because it looks like a square Hershey bar. It looks like a big box of Hershey. And then you grab it. You see the Cocoa Krispies, they look really easy to put into your mouth. Those three little guys I don't really care about, but on the Cocoa Krispie guys, the Snap Crackle Pop guys. But I am buying a big square chocolate looking box. I'm a happy girl, and I smile when I look at my shopping cart. See how brilliant? Now, what about Kix? Kix? No, I don't like Kix because I'm not big on orange. Wheaties. See, the problem is the Wheaties box had been orange, that if I see another orange box, I don't like it. I don't go for it. What other colors to boxes do I? Oh, Special K. No. All right, seeing a big letter K. You want to know why I've never liked Special K? Because my mom's name is K. And when I was little, I really didn't like my mom. And so when I see Special K, I think of her, and I don't want to buy the product. Is that crazy? I love you, Mom. I know if you're listening, I love you, Mom. It's just I would never buy Special K because of that. Chex. Oh, those Chex. No. Yeah. Now, I really missed, in the olden days you had, when I was a kid growing up in the 70s and 80s, the granola, there was a very yummy granola that would come in a red small box, or I think now it comes purple, but that deep red burgundy wine color box, for some reason, I loved granola so bad that I liked that box. But when I was also a kid, I also loved Preparation H. The reason why I always wanted my mom to buy Preparation H, and I told you guys this, is I believe Cracker Barrel cheese had come out where you had the big square block of cheese. And I loved that so much that when I would be in an aisle, every time I saw Preparation H, I wanted it. And the Preparation H box looks like a Cracker Barrel cheese. But get this, cheese is constipating. I think Preparation H knew exactly what they were doing, making sure that it looked like a big block of cheese. A block of cheese. So if we wrapped our food in paper, would we be less likely to eat it? I would, because I get the paper in my mouth when I'm chomping away. So I think that makes sense. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this was interesting. They say Americans are having less sex than they once did. And that's very interesting because you'd think with Facebook and Snapchat and Tinder and Grindr and everybody kind of hooking up now and meeting people, new people, and now, you know, expanding their, you know, dating options, you would think there'd be more sex. But apparently, according to this one study from the Washington Post, Americans are having less. Maybe it's because there's less advantage to being married. Not that people, married people, have more sex than single people. What is that rumor that you, and I probably should say it's the truth, but what's that joke that everybody says? The first year of getting married, you have a jar and you put a penny in the jar every time you have sex. And then after that, you take a penny out, right? After year one, every time you have sex after getting married, and the jar just doesn't empty. I don't get it. All right. Now, you know what I think happens is I think the husband throws more money in the jar going, look, honey. She's like, really? We haven't even made a dent in that jar? Well, then let's do it. That's what I think goes on. Anyway, so they say one advantage of being married was having more sex than singletons, but that benefit is steadily diminishing, according to the Washington Post. This was a new study released today. Overall, American adults are having less sex than they did a quarter of a century ago, with married people showing the most dramatic decline of all. The paper published in the journal Archives of Sexual Behavior showed a drop across gender, race, religion, education level, work status, all across the board. One factor is a higher percentage now of unpartnered people who tend to have less sex than partnered ones. But a major driver is a steady fall in the rate of sexual activity for people who are married or living with partners, which reduces what was originally known as the marriage advantage. So they looked at data from 1989 to 2014 from the General Social Survey, and the study found that American adults have sex 7 to 9 fewer times per year than in the 1900s. Back then, the average person had sex 60 to 62 times a year. But in the early 2000s, the frequency began to slip, and by 2014, it had declined to less than 53 times a year. When looking only at married people, the drop was even sharper, from 73 times a year in 1990 to around 55 times a year in 2014, bringing their frequency of sexual activity below that of never married people. People in that group have sex an average of 59 times a year. And I know some of you guys are like, wait a second, who is giving the data? My guess is when they survey these individuals, they ask them, you know, to be super, super honest and to give honest opinions. Right? And, you know, the reason why I do kind of question the veracity of some of these responses is because I don't know a married couple that has sex, right, 50 plus times a year. Okay, I know everybody kind of brags about it or whatever, but I, you know, 50 times, that's kind of a lot in a year, and I don't understand it. I don't understand. We should be, I mean, you know, we all got married wanting to, you know, be like bunny rabbits, and by the way, I had a bunny rabbit. Bunny rabbit really didn't look very interested in any of that kind of stuff. All the rabbit did was poop, but I guess that's the analogy. People always say, like, bunny rabbits. Seahorses. I should really say seahorses, because every single time I'm in an aquarium, seahorses are having sex. Every time I look to check out the seahorses. I've never been able to show the kids seahorses when they were a kid because two of them were having sex all the time, the seahorses. But I would say like seahorses as opposed to bunnies. So what do we think is going on? Is it social media? Is it increased access to entertainment? Well, I talked about this last week. You know, in the olden days, your entertainment was dinner time, talk to the kids. The kids would start getting tired because you didn't have a lot of artificial light. So once night set in, you could probably get your kids to bed by 8, 9 o'clock. And then what are you and wifey or your partner going to do from 9 o'clock on? Okay, you have sex. Yeah, you could talk. But after a while, there's not really a lot to talk about. So have sex and then go to sleep. So sex was done almost nightly. I mean, that was entertainment. It was something to do. Just what people did. I don't think it's an issue with marital AIDS, because they found Egyptian marital AIDS and Greek marital AIDS. And so, you know, marital AIDS have, I think, been around forever, that I don't think there's a lot of newer type of things out there where people are choosing to do that instead. I wouldn't say that's an issue, but what I would say is a huge issue is Netflix. All right. Now people cannot wait to come home and watch TV. There is some show on Netflix that they are addicted to, or Showtime, or HBO. And so, you know, it allows people to, you know, go into an alternate world, and then many of them just never really leave that alternate world or that alternate universe that they get exposed to, that fantasy world that they get on TV. And I think that's the way it is. And, you know, bringing them back to reality, going, you know, look, you got a marriage. You know, you got somebody that wants to be intimate with you. You got a family to talk to. You know, we're doing things very differently these days. Yeah, you can watch TV together, but that's not enough. So with less sex could be less intimacy. Now, we still have superbugs. We still have a huge rise in syphilis and STDs. We have still a huge rise in older individuals, right, who are having sex or being open about it. All right, that's very interesting. You know, usually grandma and grandpa won't talk about sex, but now it's kind of the hip thing to do. People are bragging about their sexual activity. And I'd also like to blame cell phones. All right, so many of us are distracted with what's on our cell phone that we don't, you know, really seem to talk and you know, to our partner. You know, one mistake my husband makes is he will, you know, troll Facebook before he goes to bed to see, you know, some of the latest stories or whatever, or to see who responded, you know, to something he said. And then he'll get mad about something, you know, and he'll see something online, like, well, look at what they're doing to the Jewish cemeteries. And, you know, look, you know, and he'll see this and then he'll start getting all worked up. Well, what am I supposed to do now? Now, another study has come out saying sex will make you happier at work. They say married men and women who made sex during off hours a priority were more satisfied and engaged at their jobs the next day, according to Oregon State University. They found this in a two-week survey study. They said sex has social, emotional, and psychological benefits, and it's important to make it a priority. The report was published in this month's Journal of Management, asked 159 married workers to answer twice daily surveys over 2 weeks. Those who got busy at home reported being in better moods the subsequent morning. Men and women saw an equal measure the positive effects, and it hung on for at least 24 hours. They even had better sleep quality and marital satisfaction. So sex obviously triggers the hormone oxytocin, the neurotransmitter dopamine. But, you know, remember, it's a lot of people are like, well, you know, if I do a self session before work, that should be the same thing. No. The love hormone oxytocin, I believe, is triggered differently when you're intimate with somebody else than whether you're just intimate with yourself. And I think that's what people need. People need to be around other people. People need to be loved. That's why, you know, we have cats and dogs that tear up the house, that poop up the house, that fart and stink up a room. My cat poops in the piano, but we still keep them because we want to feel loved. We want to know that somebody loves us. And so same thing with your partner. You want that intimacy. So when you don't have that intimacy, you start to think about it more. You know, now I need to be intimate with somebody. Even if you don't consciously think about it, you subconsciously are thinking about it. And having had that part satisfied, which is very, very important for all animals, having that some sort of attention or love or whatever, allows you to do better than with your other activities. Now, even my cats, you know, my cats look colder than cold. They look like they don't want to have to do anything. They don't want nothing to do with nobody. Yet, you know, when I come home early, I'll see the cats snuggle. Even cats snuggle. As cold and evil as they are, I have four of them. I really think cats are evil. We just keep adopting them. Don't ask why. 1-877 Doc Dolly. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.